throughout the country. East Coast Tax and Financial.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
We are continuing our sermon series entitled, Now is the Time to Protect Every Innocent Human Life. And you may think, well, the Supreme Court ruled in the Dobbs decision and struck down Roe versus Wade. So why are you talking about this? But we're talking about this because abortions are still happening, and they're especially happening in the state of Florida. In fact, they're not going down, they're going up. And part of the reason they're going up is that more people are coming to this state for an abortion vacation. They have taken time off of work, they've taken time off of school perhaps, and they have paid their travel expenses to come down here for one purpose, and that is to pay an abortionist to rip their baby piece from piece, piece by piece, or to pay an abortionist to prescribe medication that will cause their baby to die, and then a second pill that will cause them to have a violent delivery where they will deliver their own child in the toilet, and the water will wash the blood off of the child, and they'll actually see their own baby in the toilet. You know, there are pro-life pregnancy centers throughout this state that are having women come in who have had one of these chemical abortions with their baby in their hands, asking, what do I do? I didn't know that they, and you know, the abortion clinics lie. They lie to these women. They tell them it's just a blob of tissue. This isn't really, it's just a clump of cells. This isn't really a human being. And yet the women are delivering their baby, which is very clearly a human being who was very clearly alive before the abortion and would still be alive if they hadn't had the abortion. And so we have a growing number of abortions in our state, and it is time for the church to rise up and to call for our government, for our legislature, for the governor, for our county commissioners, for our city council members to take a stand to protect every innocent human life without exception. And you would think that most churches would be behind that. Yet we know that some churches actually don't believe the Bible anymore. And some churches are afraid to speak on certain issues because they know that people will complain if they speak on these issues. And rather than being more concerned about pleasing God and honoring God, sadly, some churches pay more attention to what the people say and the people that want to have their ears tickled. And we need to be people, the pulpit need to be aflame with righteousness, calling people to repent of their sins. And the really one of the reasons that people complain is that about 2/3 of all abortions that happen in this state and in all the other states come from people who sit in the pews, who claim to be Christians. So we have people that are sitting in the pews of churches who have paid an abortionist to kill their baby, And some of those people, many of those people, haven't come to grips that what they did was a sin and haven't repented of that sin. And one of the reasons they haven't repented of that sin is because their pastor has refused to preach on that and to call them to repent and to show that this is a sin. And really what needs to happen is for the pulpits, for pastors, to proclaim the full counsel of God and to show this sin, to call this a sin, and to call their people to repent of allowing this to happen and even participating in this. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. This time of year, some people fast certain things, commonly red meat on Fridays. Jesus said that after his death, his disciples would fast, and he didn't limit it to a certain time of the year. Fasting on a regular basis can have a profound impact on your physical and spiritual life. Consider periodically fasting something and spending extra time praying and reading the Bible and see the positive impacts on your life. Welcome back to a Faster PC live support. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Well, you don't have to wait any longer. Get excited. This time, this is exciting. We're actually going to be helping people resolve their computer problems. We may help you resolve your computer problems. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Or you can head over to our Facebook or YouTube video. Either go to Facebook, search for a Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Go to YouTube. YouTube channel is kind of new, and we don't have as many likes over there, but get over there and you can watch the show there as well. Or you can head to our website, afasterpc.com. We have links to both our Facebook page and our YouTube channel where you can watch this show in its entirety. And you know what? If you're driving down the road, you're doing other things, you're not able to watch right now, you'll be able to watch the show in its entirety at your convenience after the show is over. So, you know, but if you have a computer question, if you have a computer problem, if something's not working, now is your chance to get your problem solved for free. Give us a call, 772-340-1590. And let's see whether we can help you on this show resolve your computer problem. Also, we do have technicians that are standing by in the shop ready to resolve computer problems. And we'll be there today until 2, but you don't have to wait until then. Remember, computer problems?
Your Faster PC
solves computer problems. Yes, you do, and we are back, ready to answer your questions, ready to help you with resolving your computer and technology needs. You know, it's not just about computers anymore. There's so much technology, so much technology out there, and we are here at a Faster PC, ready to help you navigate through all of the technology, all the various devices technology devices that connect to the internet in your home, in your business, in your office, sometimes even in your car. We can help you with all that, and we're here. Whatever the topic that we're talking about, don't let that dissuade you
from calling in with your questions. And you can call in to the studio, 772-340-1590. You can also text us here at a Faster PC, 772-878-5978. You can also type your questions in the comment section of the live videos on Facebook and YouTube. And you can get the links to both of those at our website. And even if your question is on a different topic, we will cover it. As long as it's computer or technology related, we'll cover that. Now, we had a customer that just picked up their computer this week that I wanted to just share with you what happened to them. It was a scam situation that they fell for. And I want to share with you because this is something that it's new. It's not something that we've heard before from any of our other customers, but it's something that makes sense that someone would fall for this. One of the things what we're actually looking at here is, first of all, they received a phone call. And some of these scams come, from your computer, where you go to a website and you see a message on the screen, and some of them are initiated by a phone call, and this one was initiated by a phone call, and this person actually has a landline, and the person that called them said that they were with AT&T technical support, and they detected a problem with their modem. And wanted to call to help them resolve this problem. And it just so happens that they were having a problem with their internet and that they had AT&T internet. Now, you might think, well, how would they know? Would they know that? Well, probably not. But what they're doing is they're looking at numbers in this area, and really the two primary internet providers here are AT&T and Comcast or Xfinity. So really there's a high likelihood, probably a 98% chance, especially their database might even show them some of the areas that can't get AT&T and Comcast, like west of town. We know that some of the people out west of town are using satellite internet. Some of them are even using Elon Musk's Starlink. But in the heavily populated areas, the most affordable and fastest speeds that you can get in most neighborhoods is either AT&T or Comcast Xfinity. So there's a really good chance that you have one of those two. So maybe probably a 49% chance or so that you would have AT&T. And I don't know the exact market breakdown. It might not be exactly 50-50, but anyway, there's a fairly high chance that someone would have AT&T. And you know what? Internet problems are fairly common. And even if you don't recognize that you're having a problem, you might, if someone called up and said, hey, they're from your internet service provider and they've detected a problem, a lot of people would believe them. And certainly it's plausible that there could be a problem. And so this person actually let this supposed AT&T technician into their computer. Well, the supposed technician really didn't work for AT&T. This supposed technician actually worked for a scam company or a hacker company, where they were actually trying to trick, and did successfully trick the person into letting them into their computer. And then once they were in the computer, that's when the fun starts for the scammers. What they're going to do first is they're going to look for your saved passwords in most cases. And so they're going to find saved passwords and they're going to hope that they can get your bank account saved password, username and password. They're also going to try to install additional remote support software. So they are working with you to get them onto their computer, but one of the first things they're going to do is try to install remote support software so that they can get back on your computer later on when they want to get on your computer and when you may not even be around. So they can do all kinds of damage, all kinds of, you know, wreak all kinds of havoc, really, either installing viruses or software that will encrypt your data to carry out a ransomware attack, or they might actually utilize your computer to attack a website along with a whole bunch of other computers, use your computer to spread infection to other computers. So there's a number of things they can do. This particular customer said that what they did is they actually attempted multiple times to transfer to purchase Bitcoin. And once, by the way, once Bitcoin is purchased, in most cases, it's irretrievable. Now, I know in the pipeline case where the hackers came in and shut down, they were hit with ransomware and they shut down the pipeline, and they actually paid the ransom, and it was with Bitcoin. The U.S. government intelligence agencies were able to get part of that back, but not all of it back. So there are some times, but you know, you're probably not as big enough player for the intelligence agencies to come in and get your money back. And we've had customers that have lost sometimes $300, sometimes $700, sometimes $1,000 or $2,000. We've had some customers that have lost $20,000, and that's big money, and it's not something that especially in the later part of your life when you're not working. And a lot of the people that fall for these scams, we do have younger people that fall for these scams as well, but the targets are older, the older generation, because one, they realize, first of all, you come from a generation where you trust people. You believe that the people that talk to you and that say something to you are telling the truth. And, you know, one thing that's important to realize here is that not everyone shares our values, not everyone shares our ethics, and you know, because really America was birthed from a biblical worldview, and even though we have departed from that, many still hold to those, especially of the older generation, still hold to many of those biblical principles. But someone that you're talking to that maybe in another country doesn't necessarily share those values, and you can't trust. You always want to, in fact, you know, Ronald Reagan said, "Trust but verify." I mentioned this last week with internet scams or someone calling you on the phone. You want to distrust first, verify, and see whether you can trust that or not, and so. You want to not fall for these types of scams. This particular person did not experience the loss because they were not able to actually transfer the money and purchase the Bitcoin. But had they been able to, they would have lost it all. And we want to protect you from that. So if you see a message like that, one of the things many people do is they call a Faster PC, and we can help. Our number is 772-878-5978.
You're listening to a Faster PC radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to a Faster PC. radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions, and we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here and as Florida begins to open for business,
A Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, A Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Or you can go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
And we are back, ready to answer your questions, your computer and technology questions, ready to help you with resolving your computer and technology problems in the shop as well. Of course, remotely and on-site as well, we can help you in all of those ways. One of the things we were just talking in the last segment about this scam, that again, this is a new scam for us. We haven't heard anyone, and we're seeing computers every week. Really, just about every week, we have computers in our shop where the person clicked on a link, opened an attachment, or heard a message on their screen, saw a message on their screen, or received a phone call and let scammers into their computer. And of course, one of the things that happens when the scammers get into the your system, one of the things that they do is they will go after your bank account. When they get access to your bank account, your bank wants to make sure that you're not that your account is not going to be compromised if they open up the service to online. You know, basically, they're going to close down. For a lot of times, they close down the account altogether. And secondly, what they're doing is they're shutting down your online access so that the hackers and the scammers don't have access to the account anymore. And typically, the bank actually wants to know that your computer is clean. And we even have some banks that actually say, go to a faster PC, because they know that we can help them. Well, this particular customer didn't go to a faster PC. They did in the end, but initially they went to, I'm not going to say the name of the establishment, but they went to a competitor that's a big box store that does have an IT department of some sort. And I'm not sure exactly what they ask the company to do, but I believe from talking to this customer that they asked them to clean up the computer and make sure that the hackers and the scammers were not in there. Well, they actually paid $150 and they got a computer that didn't have anything on it at the end. So apparently there was some misunderstanding about what was needed or what was desired, what was wanted, and the computer actually didn't even have an operating system. Now, you know, I'm just going to use some terms here because, you know, a lot of these terms, you know, you don't understand. Most people, if you're using a Windows-based computer, you have a Windows-based operating system. So the operating system is Windows 10, Windows 11. Those are examples of operating systems. Of course, some people still have Windows 8 or 8.1 or 7, or we even have some people that are running Windows XP, believe it or not. That's the example of an operating system. Without an operating system, your computer doesn't boot. If you have an Apple product, you're using a Mac iOS. If you have a Linux operating system, that would be Linux, you know, Ubuntu and some other things are operating systems there. But most people are using Windows-based computers, so you'd be looking at Windows. That's what we're talking about. So this had no operating system. Without the operating system, you turn it on and you'll get a black and white screen in most cases, and it'll come up and say that it couldn't boot, that the computer couldn't boot. And that means that it doesn't have the boot files on the drive itself. So it's not able to actually load and boot. So this is something that obviously it was not the desired result of the customer to have a computer that didn't work. And he couldn't get the company to actually install Windows on his system for him. He said every time he went there, there were people there that were complaining with this company over the service that they were receiving. Well, he did bring it to a faster PC afterward. And really, if he would have brought it to us first, it would have cost him less money. He would not have spent the money that he spent. In fact, he would probably have spent about the same amount of money, maybe even, he probably would spend a little bit less. Well, he definitely would have spent less, but probably about the same amount of money that he spent with us to have us do the work, he would have spent if he would have brought it to us to begin with. So in other words, he wouldn't have had to pay the other company money, and he wouldn't have paid us any more money and than what he did pay us. And what he paid us was less than what he paid the other company. But what we would have been able to do is we would have been able to actually go in and remove, scan the system, make sure that any infections were gone. We would also check for remote access software that was installed by the hackers or scammers. You see, remote access software is not necessarily bad. We use remote access software to help our customers. And in fact, multiple times we actually work on more computers today in our current environment. We work on more computers remotely than we do in the shop or on site. In fact, we work on more remotely than we do in shop and on site combined, because we can be anywhere really, and we can log into someone's computer. We can help them out. They can give us a call at 772-878-5978, and we actually help them out. We can log into their system. Even if we don't have our remote support software installed there, we can help them get that on there. But you don't want remote support software on there from hackers and scammers, because you don't want them to have access to your system. So we look for that software, and we get rid of it. We uninstall it. We make sure, in fact, sometimes it's not even installed, but it still runs. And we make sure that it's gone and that it's not accessing, and that the hackers and scammers can't get into the computer. And another thing we do is we offer browser protection, where we actually, there are plugins that we install that actually block ads and malicious sites. And one of the things, a lot of the messages that you may have seen, it, I've never seen it on my computer, whereas I'm running these browser protection software, but we have seen it in computers in our shop. We've seen it as customers bring their computer in. Sometimes the message is still up on their system, and when we go into it, we hear the message, warning, your computer's infected, or warning, we've detected illegal activity. We've reported this to the FBI or some. Give us a call so we can resolve this issue. And, you know, of course, that's what they're hoping that you'll do. They're hoping that they can bait you into giving them a call. So the browser protection software helps protect against that. How does it help protect against that? Well, here's the thing. Those messages are coming from a malicious script. That malicious script, in many cases, is coming from an ad that has that malicious script injected into it. You see, the ads that you see most of the time are images. And believe it or not, it would be, you know, I know it may be a little bit difficult to understand this or to believe this, but images can be infected. So you can actually, or a hacker, you wouldn't do it probably, but a hacker could actually put malicious code into a photo, malicious code into a song, or into a video, or even into a PDF document. So all of these types of documents can have malicious code. Well, the ads that are displayed on websites are images. And what the hackers are doing, they're constantly going after websites and attempting to break into the website and attempting to exploit maybe a security hole that's there by, you know, there are threats that are out there, and their websites have plugins that do various things, and those plugins have security holes in them sometimes. And when the security hole comes out, the plugin needs to be patched. Well, if the plugin's not patched, then, and it has the version it has a security a flaw, then the hackers can take advantage of that. They can actually break into the site and infect the server that is hosting the site. And in some cases, all of those ads are actually hosted on a server that hosts the ad. So that there are websites out there that really aren't websites. They're just servers that are out there to serve ads for various websites. And if the server gets infected, then the hackers can then start infecting the images on the server, so that when those images are displayed on a website, it actually launches malicious script. And so that's how a lot of these happen. And we've seen it here. Like I said, we've seen it on CNN. We've seen it on major websites. We've seen it on even Microsoft Start page, that you may, if you go to Microsoft Edge and you open it up and you see the various news articles and the ads that show up. Well, the ads don't show up on computers where we've installed our browser protection plugins, and that helps protect the computers from infections. And that's what we do. We make sure the system is clean first. We make sure that the hackers and scammers don't have remote access into the system. And we also, we give this as an option. It's not something that a customer has to pay us to do, but we do recommend, we do recommend that we can actually block, that we install these browser protection to block malicious sites and to block ads, so that we can help protect the system, so that the system is not at risk, I won't say it's not at risk, because there's no protection really that's 100%. What we're doing here is we're actually looking to make sure that the system is as safe as possible, so that the likelihood of reinfection is lower than it was before the customer actually came to us to begin with. By the way, you don't have to wait until you're infected to get this browser protection installed on your computer. We can actually do this. We can actually do this remotely. We can do this before you have a problem. Again, you don't have to wait until you have a problem. You could actually give us a call, and we can help you ahead of time. Also, if you ever get a message, maybe it's a message on an email or a message that you see on your computer, maybe it's telling you, call this number because your computer's infected. Well, it's best to not call that number, because really they're the ones, in most cases, they're the ones that did it to you. So why would you call them? Well, people don't realize this, and that's why they call them. We even have our own customers that really I would think should know better, that call them first and allow them into their system before they call us. And then we get in and we have to make sure they're gone. We have to clean them out, make sure that they're not in the system anymore. And so that's what we're looking at there, is we can actually help you and look at your security, make sure that your system is more secure in the future than what it is right now. So if you're interested in that, well, our number is 772-878-5978, 772-878-5978. And again, you can even call us up if you get a message and you're not sure whether it's legitimate or not. You want us to check it out, we can help you out and check that out. We can do that for managed services and also people that are paying for the labor as well.
You're listening to A Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for FasterPC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website of FasterPC.com, and we have a link there that says Listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions, so ask them. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to a Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
You do, and we are back, ready to answer your computer and technology questions, ready to help you, help educate you as well on how you can help protect yourself and your computer from hackers, scammers, and the steps that are really you should take. Now, one of the things that we do here at A Faster PC also, when a computer comes in, that has been compromised, is we do go over and look at their security and look at what particularly their antivirus, and look at how whether they have a good setup or not, because some people do and some people don't. In fact, you know, there are people out there, probably, I'm sure, people listening to this show right now that actually are paying money to an antivirus provider, thinking that that antivirus antivirus program is going to help protect them from infection. And in fact, the antivirus companies are advertising that they will protect you from infection. Yet many people are actually paying for products that have less than, that catch less than 10% of the threats out there. Some people are paying for products who may be more effective than that, but may actually be located, or the company is located, in countries that are hostile to the United States of America, including one of them, one of the big antivirus companies is actually a Russian company. And it is reported by the U.S. intelligence agency that they are actually sharing your data with the KGB. Now, are they doing that? Well, you know, I guess you have to decide whether you trust the intelligence community. And that sometimes can be, well, you don't even know whether they're telling the truth or not. Because, I mean, by you know, kind of like by the nature of what they do, sometimes they lie. But it certainly is plausible that it could happen. One thing that you do open up your computer to with an antivirus product is the default settings are to send files to the antivirus provider for analysis. Well, in a perfect world, that's all that would happen, is those files will be analyzed to see whether they're infected or not. But in the world that we live in today, especially with some of the countries being involved that are actually hostile toward America, you actually could have a situation where those files are being shared with the government. That really every file you have on your computer is scanned. So you know, that company could actually send those files to, you know, every file that's opened at least is scanned, and periodically other files that aren't opened are scanned as well, just to check and see whether there might be an infection there. Well, so one of the things we do look at is we do look at antivirus and see what antivirus software is installed on the computer, and we make some recommendations to the customers. And one of the things that we say sometimes is, well, you know, I know you paid for this, and people will say, but I just paid, you know, I paid for that, and you know, the people want to get their money's worth out of it. And you know, I tell them sometimes, well, you know, if it makes you feel better, you can keep this until the expiration, until the product runs out, until the expiration runs out. But once it runs out, then you know, you'll want to not renew it. Make sure that you don't have auto renew on, and then uninstall the software, and we can help you make sure that your system is protected with good protection. But really, you know, by keeping the software on the computer until the expiration of the you know, what they paid for, really gives them less protection than what they would have with other protections. So we actually do look at those you know, what's installed on the system, and we make sure that the system actually has the best protection. Now, what do we recommend? Well, you know, what we recommend is the number one security tool out there for antivirus, for catching infections and malicious files, is actually the Windows Security. And sometimes it's called Windows Defender or Microsoft Defender, Microsoft Security. Microsoft kind of changes the names of some of their products, but it's currently being called Windows Security, and it is built into Windows 10 and Windows 11. It's provided for free, but if you install an antivirus, it actually, in most cases, overrides or takes away the Windows Security's ability to provide protection for you. And when we say that it is the most effective, that doesn't mean that it's going to catch everything. It actually only catches about 46% of the threats out there. But again, some of the ones that people are paying for are catching less than 10%. So 46% is a lot better than 10%. And you want to get as high of a detection rate as possible. Now, in addition to that, if you want to have better protection than Windows Security, which again is catching about 46% of the threats out there. Well, if you want to have better protection, then what you want to do is you want to actually, we actually recommend Malwarebytes. And Malwarebytes has a consumer version that you can go out and purchase. You can even use it for free. It provides active protection for 2 weeks, and then it reverts to the free version where you can scan, but it doesn't provide active protection. Well, we actually have a corporate version that we can install, even if you're not a business. We can install it, even if you're just a residential consumer. We can install it on your computer, and it actually, we have one version that is incident response, and we have another version that's an EDR, that's an endpoint detect and remove tool, and those versions cost $3 and $5 a month per computer respectively, and Malwarebytes will catch about 35% of the threats out there. Malwarebytes will work in conjunction with Windows Security so that both of them are providing active protection. Now, some of the 46% that Microsoft catches, Malwarebytes will also catch with the 35% that they catch. But hopefully, some of the ones that Microsoft catches, Malwarebytes doesn't catch, and vice versa, so that you can actually maybe get to 50% or a little bit higher than that with the combination of Malwarebytes and Windows Security. Another thing that we do offer for our managed services clients, and we have managed services for businesses, for churches, for medical offices, for legal offices, accountants. We have this for ministries. We have it for home office people, and we have it for residential as well. So we go all the way, cover all the bases there. We could even provide this for government entities as well. But one of the things that we provide for our managed services clients is we provide patch management. So patch management, what it does is we're actually running scans to look for updates, potential updates for Windows. Twice a day, we're looking for updates for Windows. We also, in addition, are looking for updates for common software such as Google Chrome, Firefox, Zoom, and several other programs, including Adobe Acrobat. We're looking for updates for these programs 6 times a day. So about every 4 hours, we're looking for updates. Why are we doing that? Why are we searching for updates so often on these systems? Well, it's because you never know when a zero-day threat is going to hit. What is a zero-day threat? Well, a zero-day threat is a threat that is currently being exploited. So there are threats that are discovered by security agencies or by the software vendor or hardware vendor itself. And when those threats are found, if it's by a security agency, the security agency will contact the company that created the software or hardware. They'll work on a solution. They'll work on a patch that resolves it. They'll release that patch and simultaneously release press releases that from the security company and also the software or hardware manufacturer. And they will actually go over the threat and actually show why it's important to install the update, and the update is out there, and you'll be able to install that. And it's very important to get that update right away, because at that point, the hackers and the scammers know about this threat, and they'll be trying to exploit that threat. Well, there's also what's called zero-day threat. That's when the threat is actually discovered by a hacker. When a hacker discovers it, they're not going to report to Microsoft. Let's say it's a Microsoft bug. They're not going to report to Microsoft. Or let's say it's a flaw in Google Chrome or Firefox or Zoom or some other program out there. They're not going to report. They're not going to tell you, hey, we found this threat and we're going to actually, we want you to come up with a patch, before we actually start trying to exploit this. No, they're actually going to start trying to exploit that. They're going to try to break into your computer and everyone else's computer. They're going to see if you have that version of the software that has a security hole, that has a way that they can get into the system, and they're going to try to get into that system and make sure that they can do that. Well, what happens with this is, again, this presents a threat, and it presents an open door, and the software or hardware manufacturer then is scrambling to try as quickly as possible to work on a patch that will stop the hackers from being able to access your computer if you have this version of software or hardware that is vulnerable. And so until they come out with that patch, your computer is vulnerable. Once they come out with that patch, your computer is still vulnerable if your computer hasn't had that patch applied to it. So that's why we're actually looking for updates 6 times a day, and this just happens automatically. We do this for our managed services client. If you are interested, maybe you're a consumer or have a home office, maybe you have a business or a medical practice, a law office, an accounting office, you want this type of protection on your system. And by the way, we can go even further than that. We'll talk about that on a later show. But if you're interested in this, our number is 772-878-5978.
And we're coming to the end of today's show, but if you've missed any part of this show or just want to listen to it again or watch it again, because you can do that at our Facebook page and YouTube channel, you can not only hear the show but also see the show. And when we've described and shown you how to resolve computer problems, you can actually see that and watch it over and over again at our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to our website at FasterPC.com and clicking on the links. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is, Now is the Time to Protect Every Innocent Human Life. Part 7. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You can find a Faster PC's Facebook page and YouTube channel by searching for a Faster PC on Facebook and YouTube, or by going to our website and clicking on the links. By all there, you can actually watch the show, not only hear the show, but also watch the show and see the steps that we go through to actually resolve computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. We're also on the web at www.afasterpc.com. Again, that's afasterpc.com. And you can reach us at 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
Don't you know about the Faster PC?
Solves computer problems. This time of year, some people fast certain things, commonly red meat on Fridays. Jesus said that after his death, his disciples would fast, and he didn't limit it to a certain time of the year.
fasting on a regular basis can have a profound impact on your physical and spiritual life. Consider periodically fasting something and spending extra time praying and reading the Bible, and see the positive impacts on your life.